What's good, Mr. Miss Crazy Wrestling Family fans? This is your Murder Corpse King, the host of the Mr. Miss Crazy Wrestling Family podcast. Now, coming at you today with some sad news. According to the official tweet by the game Triple H himself, just received a call from the WWE Hall of Famer Mike Rotunda, who informed us of the tragic news that our WWE family member for life, Wyndham Rotunda, better wise known as Bray Wyatt and The Fiend, unexpectedly passed away earlier today. Our thoughts are with his family, and we ask that everyone respects their privacy at this time. Now, I have another tweet, another official tweet from Sean Ross Sapp from FightfulTV.com. I was given permission to reveal that earlier this year, Wyndham Rotunda, again otherwise known as Bray Wyatt, got COVID, exacerbated heart issue. There was a lot of positive progress towards a return in his recovery. Unfortunately, today he has suffered a heart attack and passed away at the age of 36. Sister Abigail has called him home, along with another family member, Mr. Brody Lee, Luke Harper, and real name otherwise known as John Hubert. It is very, very sad that he has died. Every wrestling fan around the world misses you, Bray Wyatt, especially me and my girlfriends. You know? And my little brother, the contributor to this podcast, Arnie Rodriguez. If you're listening, brother, I love you. Now, we're going to talk about some match highlights from his WWE career. The Usos versus the Wyatt family. It was a great three-way, or a great six-on-six. Now, the next match that happened during the pandemic era, John Cena versus The Fiend in a cinematic match. Yes, and his dark match with LA Knight. His real-life brother, otherwise known as Taylor Rotunda, otherwise known as Bo Dallas, he has won a lot of tag team championships with his brother, and he was in the B team, etc. Now, he was a year younger than one of my girlfriends, who is 37. The other one is 38. It is very, very sad that he has passed away, and everybody around the world will miss him. And like Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes has said, wrestling has more than one royal family. It is officially, it's absolutely sad that he has passed away from that. You know, it really, really is. He will be remembered for his legacy, his matches, and other things like that. Now, he was originally supposed to have a match against Finn Balor at TLC 2017. It was supposed to be the Demon King versus Sister Abigail. Now, AJ Styles took his place because Bray Wyatt was hurt. And AJ Styles and Finn Balor had an amazing matchup. And it was a great match. My girlfriends were there at that time, and they had a hell of a time. They did. Bray Wyatt is also a Universal Champion as well. When Roman Reigns returned, he attacked The Fiend and Braun Strowman, and then later won the championship, which he's now on a three-year run. You know, if my little bro were here, he would be talking about Bray Wyatt and how awesome he was and how amazing he was. It's very, very sad and tragic that he passed away. It is. And me being a wrestling fan for over 16 years, seeing a lot of things in this business, I have a lot of wrestling friends in the business. And, you know, it's very sad. It is. It is very sad. It really, really is. You know? Bray Wyatt's legacy will be remembered for many generations to come. And he will be immortalized in the WWE Hall of Fame someday. Triple H, I hope you induct him someday. And his partner. There we go. And his partner, JoJo. A former WWE ring announcer, might I add. My thoughts are with you. My condolences are being sent. And to your brother. Taylor Rotunda, Bo Dallas. I met you three at FCW as well. I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was very awesome. It was. Now, let's have a 10 bell salute.